We are learning Masechet Pesachim Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, and we are beginning approximately 6 lines from the bottom of Yud Ches Amud Aleph Ve'ema, that we just learned that from the word Yitma Mekal Yishasa, the pasuk that says that V'chol Mashkeh Asher Yishasa V'chol Kli Yitma means it's metama other things. What's a metama? The Gemara dashes, it means metama other foods, and it can be Mashkeh because it can't be Kiyotzeba, but maybe it's metama Kalim. We're saying that Rabbi holds, Rabbi Shimon holds, Medaraisa is only Matama Oichlim, not Kalim. Maybe that means Itami Kalim. Ve'ema, break the Gemara, Itami is a Kalim. Maybe it means, maybe the Yitma of the Seifa, of the Lashon on the Mashkin means they can Matama Kalim. Why does Rabbi say the Kalim Tar? So Gemara answers, V'lav Kavachemu, it's a Kavachemu that it can't do that. Why? Ma Kli, Madacha Kli, which we know, Shematama Mashke. Because we know a rishon is matama oichlo mashkin, so a kli can tamashke still a matama kli can matama not a kli mashkin haba machmas kli ain't a din shlo yitma as kalim. A mashke that comes from a kli only got a tummy through a kli, came through a kli cheras, so of course that can't be matama other kalim. Madach kli itself is a rishon can matama kalim in the kli cheras alone. We know halacha is if there's kalim inside the kli cheras in the ear, it won't become tummy because. Because the cheres can't be metame kalim, only oichel, only mashke, oichel or mashke. So madach that can't be metame other kli. So the mashke that comes from the kli can be metame other kli. It's a kavachomer. So it's a kavachomer. That's why you can't mean kalim. Frey the gemara of ema kiloi metame mashke above machmas kli. Only kiloi metame mashke above machmas kli. Maybe tafka, you're right. You know mashke above kli can't be metame other kli. But av mashke above machmas sheretz hachinam metame mashke. So maybe a mashkin that comes from a sheretz, I mean the sheretz touches mashkin, makes it a rishon. Maybe that can be tam bakeli. Maybe. So the Gemara, haba machas sheretz miksivi. It's not a pasuk. That's not a pasuk. This pasuk is talking about kalim that became tummy from a mashkin that became tummy from a keli, not from a sheretz. It's not talking about a sheretz. So the Gemara. So that's the Gemara's answer. That. What do Taki you know? So how Taki you know that mashkin from a sheretz is metama, let's say, oichlim. How do you know? It's like kavachayim, my mashkin abo machmas kli metamim, it's metama all the things, which is oichlim. Mashkin abo machmas sheretz, like kol shkein, so it's a kavachayim. How do you know mashkin that came from a sheretz is metama all the things? It's a kavachayim from coming from a keli. But it's dialovim and adin, liyaz kenidin. Mashkin abo machmas kli metamim, and dialovim and adin, liyaz kenidin. Just like mashkin abo machmas kli cannot be metama kli because it's from a kavachayim. So even mashke abo machmas sheretz also can be metame kli. I mashke abo machmas sheretz is more chomer, but it's only from a kavachomer, and it's only kavachomer. Dai lo vinin leis kenidin. So that's how we darish in the part of the pasuk that talks about mashkin. It's only metame oichlim, and it can't be metame mashkin ki yitzba, and it can't be metame kelim because of the kavachomer. So now we'll go to the first half of that same pasuk, and we're all going in Rabbi Yossi's way, b'shem Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi, the darish the word yitma to mean yitame. It says in the pasuk, "Mekol oichel asher yochal, any oichel that you can eat asher yovla mayim that hechsher yitma." And we darshan yitma means yitame. It can make all the things tame. Tame is a mashkin. That means this oichel became tummy from the cheres. It can tame other mashkin. That's what it means. At oimel tame is a mashkin. Any tame is a kli. Maybe it can tame a keli. Maybe this food can tame other keli. Maybe it means mashkin. Amrit kavachayim, we say kavachayim. Oma mashke shemetama oichel. Ein metama kli, madach mashke, which we just learned, can make other oichel tame. But still, mashke can metama kli, like we just learned from a kavachayim, or mashke can metama kli. Oichel, she ein metama oichel. Oichel does not have power to metama other oichelim. Ein adin shle yetama kli, of course it can be metama kli. So we have a kavachayim that oichel cannot metama kli. It's not strong enough. Hamayim mekayim yitma. What does Yitame mean? Letame es a mashkin and vos epis mashkin. Here the Gemara gives a svara. Shenalulim mekabel tuma. Because it's very usual to mekabel tuma. Because mashkin does not eat hechsher. Therefore, it's usual to mekabel tuma. My eerie mashkin shenalulim mekabel tuma. Typically, I'm shenalulim midachmini. Why do you say the svara? We just said a svara now. We said that letame means by oichel it's metame mashkin. Why? Because mashkin is alulim mekabel tuma. What was a lulim kavatom mean? Because it doesn't need hechsher. It's always wet by itself, it doesn't need hechsher. Why do you need that svara? Just say process of elimination. We know it can't be metama kli, it can't be metama oichel. We'll see, maybe that's what the happening was. So then, what?
Why don't we have
It doesn't make you yotzei b'ayichol. Right, that's the maror's kasha. That's besides the maror's kasha. Pras elimination. We know it goes to mashkin. That's the maror's kasha.
I can go back on the plea. You don't know right that it can be down with the strength. The technicality that it can be down with the
plea. Right.
Why can't you come with the plea?
Because the Kavachimer. Is the Kavachimer came with the plea. Madach Mashke, which is with the plea. It is. The Mashke came with the plea. The one doesn't ask a certain Kavakasha now, but I don't think that's your question. Right now, what I was saying, if Mashke is with the plea, it's not with the plea, Oichel can't with the plea, can't. It's a halacha. It's not just a balbatish thing, it's a halacha. Oichel can't, it's not strong enough to have the plea. It's a halacha, Lamaisa. It's not like a technical problem, it's a halacha. Okay, maybe the Menorah has some kasha. We'll see what the Menorah has a kasha. Typically, there's like a midachrin. Why don't we say, the reason why it means that the oichel of time mashke, there's nothing else to do. Hach kam, this is what the Menorah means to ask. The chi tema, oichel chomer. The metame mashkin, netamaya likli. So the Menorah's kasha is like this. After we established, maybe with process elimination, we established that oichel is metame mashkin. Now, oichel, it became a more chomer because it can metam mashkin. Mashkin mashkin can metam mashkin. So now it's back shver. Let oichel be metam akli, because now it just went up a notch. It can metam mashkin, which mashkin can't do. Mashkin can't do that. Then oichel could do. So oichel is better. Oichel can metam akli. You can't learn from mashkin. So Gemara answers on that. That no, mashkin is not a chomer of oichel. That oichel is stronger. Mashkin is easier to accept tumah because we have a gzeira d'alts alul mekava tumah. That's what it means to say. V'chitem oichel chomer tam mashkin netamaya likli. Since it's more chomer that can tam mashkin let it be tam akli. Ahu chomer the mashkin who? The reason why it's tam mashkin is because chomer of mashkin, which is the mashkin alul mekava tumah, because mashkin is very easy to mekava tumah because it doesn't need hechsher. Mahi alula halil al mahi. Ali Lawson, Shemekavim Tuma Shloi Behechsher. Shemekavim Tuma Shloi Behechsher. Ad Kan the drushes of the two yitmas in the pasuk of Mekola Oichel and Mekol Ha, and all the drinks. Mekola Oichel and Mekol Mashke. Mekola Oichel is teaching us yitma the tama achemi means the tama mashkin, and Mekol Mashke is teaching us the tama oichlin. Now, why doesn't it say Mefurish Yitami? Why is it yitma? So Gemara is just like this: yitma teaches us that in oisek yitzva that it doesn't make a tumah like itself. Oichel kem tama oichel, and mashke kem tama mashke. We had this before, now here's the Gemara's Rasha. Yitma means only kem tama itself, a different thing, not itself. It only becomes tama, itself becomes tama, it kem tama another thing. That's what's yitma. Break the Gemara, mahakan afka, mahasam afka. It's a different pasuk that tells us that you can't make tuma ki yitzeba. The pasuk says, we had this Rasha earlier in the Sugya, the chiyuta mayim al zera. It means a few blood ago. It says in the pasuk that if mayim falls on zera, makes it hukshal otoma. When a piece of avail falls on it, the loch is tamei hu. Loshen hu. Hu tamei v'nes tov geretziva. It itself is tamei. It does not make tuma like itself. So the kasha is, why do you need two psukim to tell us that it can make a tuma in its own min, its own type? Why do we need two psukim for that? We have psukim, Yitma says that oichel can make oichel, mashke can make mashke, and we have here a pasuk also, tamehu, that says only who is tamehu not ki yitzva. So why do you need two psukim? The Gemara answers, you need both of them. Because chav mashke v'al mach masheret, chav mashke v'al mach v'kli. It's a chiddush of both. Sai mashke that comes directly from the avatoma, and sai mashke that comes from the rishon l'toma, both of them can make ki yitzva tamehu. V'tzrichi, the Yishvei Mashkin Ba'al Machas Kli, if Mashkin Ba'al Machas Kli could have made more Mashkin Tamei, it's not Chamiri, it's not so Chamer, it's coming from a Kli. It's secondary already. Our Mashkin Ba'al Machas Sheretz, the Chamiri, Eimoyz Tomei Ki Yotzeba, maybe you can make Tomei Ki Yotzeba. That's why you need the Pasuk of V'chiyuta Mayim, which is not talking about a Kli, it's talking about the Sheretz. Like a Nevela, got a case that there's a Nevela, same type of idea. Freit the Gemara, so just say the second one, not the first one. Why don't you teach us mashkin above machmas sheretz? And then we'll know for sure mashkin above machmas kli, because it's a kavachayim. Madach so chacham the gemashkin can make other mashkin tamei. For sure, mashkin above machmas kli can't do that. So Gemara, you're right. Milsa the asif kavachayim torach because of law kra. Something that's learned out of kavachayim torach because of law. That even though you're right, it says it's over sometimes. Something learned from Kavachem, the Torah says it over sometimes. Like upon him, That's the drushes of the Gemara. The Rav Yossi holds, Rav Yossi Rav Shimon hold that that mashkes with tamah oichlim we're from the pasuk of yitameh. Now we just have to keep a cheshbon. If he darshes yitameh, that means he has to hold that a sheni can make a shlishi, because it's the same. It's one pasuk before that, it says v'chol kli cheres asha yipa mehem al teichay kol shlecha yitmah. Yitma means yitameh, like, and Rabbi Kiva darshes that teaches us a kikah sheni can make a shlishi. So to come out that Rabbi Yossi, if he darshes like his Rebbe, Yatame, Legabe, Mashkin, he has to also hold Yatame, Legabe, Shlishi. That's what would come out in the Cheshbon. And that's the Hakdama to the next Gemara. Omer Ravino Ravashi. Right, Ravino to Ravashi. But Omer Rava, Rava said, Loi Rabbi Yossi Savak Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yossi does not hold of Rabbi Kiva's Chiddush that a Sheni can make a Shlishi by Chulin. He doesn't hold of that. And Beloi, Rabbi Kiva, Savak Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Kiva is not holding Rabbi Yossi regarding his Kavachayimah from Mechusa Kippurim, which we will see soon. But we have Rava has a memra, and Gemara proves it, that Rava, that Rabbi Yossi is not holding Rabbi Kiva about Sheni making a Shlishi Vachulin, and Rabbi Kiva is not holding Rabbi Yossi that they make a Kavachayimah Mechusa Kippurim, which is not Negei us right this second. But the first part is Negei us. Heck, you say Rabbi Yossi Darshiz Yitamei. If he dashes his time, he should agree to Allah Hashem, he makes a shlishi. That's the kasha. You're right. Rabbi Yossi in that brisa that says, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Omer, that lekelim tahirim and leoichlim temeim, that means that they hold that the oichlim, it's mekabel tumma the rice of mashkin, and we're saying how from yatame, that's going in Rabbi Kiva. And he doesn't hold of it. He doesn't hold of that drasha. The Gemara says that he doesn't hold that drasha. Rabbi Yossi Shidush Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Amrav Alei Lo Svir Lei. He doesn't hold that drasha. He did not hold of drasha Yatame, and therefore Itaka does not hold a Sheni makes a Shlishi. And that we said that a Mashkin is a Matama Oichlam Midraisa is not Rabbi Yossi's own Shita. It's Rabbi Kiva's Shita. Now, for the Oilam was following Chesbonis here in the Sugya on Tezvav Amabez, the Gemara said, why did Rabbi Yossi say Inim in Hamida? They couldn't learn out to Pesach. The Gemara says because he holds that Tumas Mashkin Latamechem Deraisa. His last words of Tazvah Beis, Rabbi Yossi Latamei, Toma Tumas Mashkin Latamechem Deraisa. And it brings this Braisa. Now we're saying it's not Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is the Madiyam in our Mishnah who says, Inim in Amida, you can't learn out Erev Pesach from Rechnius Ganakanim. Why? Because it's Inim in Amida. The Gemara explains why? Because Tumas Mashkin is Deraisa. But that's not Rabbi Yossi's own Shita, it's his Rabbah. So both Toises and Tezvav and Beis ask the Kasha, and Rashi in this big Rashi in Yotesavar Aleph asks the Kasha. On Yotesavar Aleph is a very big Rashi there. And Rashi asks the Kasha. And yeah, you have to say, Enechanami, that he's only going in his Rebbe's time. That's the problem over here. The problem is that the Toises asks, every Toises Kasha, Kasha, Rebbeisi Gufei, Isla, the Kamon, Tumas Mashu Tamei Chem, the Rabbonon. Behodus Lehocha the Reis, Vishir Rekiva Rabbi Omro. Veinzel Tamei, that Toises Kasha. And you have to say that this whole Taina and Echanam is only going to Rabbi Kiva. So both they just speak out that question. Both Rashi and Tosfos ask the question, so I have to speak out that question. That it comes out that Gemara before has to be re-cheshbonav, not that Rabbi Yossi is only going to Rabbi Kiva Amra. So the Gemara to make a haschala on the next Gemara. So we just said a memra that Rabbi Yossi does not hold of Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Kiva does not hold of Rabbi Yossi. So Gemara is going to analyze where do we see this, what does that mean? I understand what you mean. Rabbi Yossi is no longer Rabbi Kiva. Remember, Rabbi Kiva holds Sheni, the big chiddush. Sheni makes shlishi by chulin. There's something shlishi by chulin. That's Rabbi Kiva shita. We can prove Rabbi Yossi does not hold of that. Why? Because we have a first Rabbi Yossi in a brayse here. Netanya. Rabbi Yossi. Menayin l'raviyah b'kaidish. How do you know such things are raviyah by kaidish? Shu apostle. That by raviyah b'kaidish is tamei. We call apostle because it doesn't go further. It's called apostle. How do you know raviyah b'kaidish is apostle? So Rabbi Yossi says it's a kavachaymer, didn't he? Uma mechusa kapurim. Someone's mechusa kapurim means there's four mechusa kapurim. There's zav, zava, yeledes, and a matzoira. These are people who already are completely purified. They went to the mikveh, everything. They didn't bring a carbon yet. The only thing, the only restriction they have is they can't eat kachim. So that means kachim is way up there. Mechusa kapurim can't eat kachim. Ma mechusa kapurim is a mutter b'truma, possible kaidish. He can't eat kaidish. So what do you see? What's more chamer, truma or kaidish? Kaidish. So shlishi is possible with truma. If shlishi is possible with truma, ain't a din she asks a reviyah b'kaidish, shouldn't make a reviyah b'kaidish. She kaidish doesn't walk hammer. you'll tell me dayoy. So what was saying like this? It was proving the Kodesh Mochamer and Truma. Where do you see it? Machosu Kaburim. We know Shlishi is Tomei by Truma. How do we know? Because Tvoyoyim. And we know Kodesh has to be better, so it's a Revi, Kavachayim. I can tell me Dayoy Lovers when it isn't. So it's like this. For Lamanu Shlishi with Kodesh from our Torah. We know Shlishi is Tomei by Kodesh from the Torah, because the Pasuk says, so we know that Shlishi Bekaidish is Minat Torah. So Ravi must be Bekavachaymer. Ravi has to be Kavachaymer. Ah, it's Dayoy. When Mokim the Ika the Mifrach Kavachaymer, Kavachaymer gets slugged off, you don't say Dayoy. Anytime you're slugged with Kavachaymer, you don't say Dayoy. So here, you don't need it for Shlishi, because Shlishi, you already know by Kaidish. So the Kavachaymer has to work for something. Teaches us Ravi. That's what the Mara says. V'laman nu shloishu v'kodesh b'ra Torah. Rav Yom HaKav HaChayimah. Shloishu b'ra Torah d'chsiv. V'abos ha'shiyigah b'chol tomei. It says by Kachim, any tomei touches becomes thing. And we know, Hashani is tomei. By Chul, no one agrees that. Lo yoicha. Mi lo yiskin the nagam Hashani. Even Hashani. So you see, that shloishu we know already. Rav Yom HaKav HaChayimah k'dar minah. So now we're going to fear all yis. V'isak adaito. This is all Rav Yossi's words. G'shmak HaKav HaChayimah. When is the Rav Yom HaKodesh? Now, I'll speak it out outside. If he held that Chulin is a Shlishi already, if he held Chulin is a Shlishi, so that means Truma has to be Ravi. Because Truma is more Chomer than Chulin, because it has Tful Yoyim. And if it has Tful Yoyim, it's more Chomer than Chulin. Chulin, we know, is a Shlishi already from the Pasuk of Yitma, which includes Truma also. So Truma, we know, is already a Shlishi. So the Tful Yoyim will tell you that Truma is a Ravi. Then comes the Chav El Kodesh, makes it a Chamishi. So if Fri Rav Yaisi's Lomdus, if he holds it, he says it's Chav El Kodesh. And if he held like that the Shlishi by Chulin, he should have a Ravi. He should have Ravi and a Chamishi. Ravi by Truma and Chamishi by Kachim. That's tomorrow's next line. V'sagat HaSav HaKurav Kiva, Nisni Nami Ravi by Truma and Chir by Kodesh. We should also have a Ravi by Truma and Chamishi by Kodesh. So we know now Rav Yaisi is not holding Rav Kiva. Rav Yaisi is the one who says it's Chav El Kodesh from Mechusa Kippurim and from Tvul Yoyim. He makes his Kavachaymas. He does not hold a Rav Kiva. Why not? Because then he would have had a Ravi and a Chamishi. But now the Gemara has to explain now how Rav Kiva doesn't hold a Rav Yaisi's drashas of Mechusa Kippurim. That's what we have to know. We know now Rav Yaisi doesn't hold a Rav Kiva because he makes his drashas and he stops by Ravi. We have to know that if Rav Kiva held a Mechusa Kippurim, he also has to have a Chamishi. We'll have to prove that, and that Metz Hashem will be on the next year on Daf Yotas.